We are back. Welcome, guys. My name is DK, and in this video, I'm talking about two player props I like on Prize Picks for tomorrow's play-in game. We got Heat 76ers and Hawks Bulls. First time watching. Welcome for DFS, as well as for Prize Picks, player prop sites, underdog, a parlay play, all that good stuff. Parlay play, they're the sponsor of the video. If you guys are not on it, make sure to use code DKDFS for a 100% deposit match bonus. You can also use the link down below. Highly recommend it. They have make a ton of great updates. They have alt lines. You can win up to 155x your money. So give it a try. If you do click the link and deposit, it does help support the channel. All right, so let's recap everything from tonight. So it was a massive night for me tonight. This isn't updated yet. Let me refresh this. But for DFS, came in third place. Won about 1,700 total or so, 1,500 in this contest, and came just short of taking down to, if this will load, let's say, had a huge night for props as well. But yeah, for DFS, third place, $1,500 in this entry alone, about 1,700 total for DFS. But for props, straight betting went 3-1. The only miss I had was Sabonis on a hook on assist. And then for the Prize Picks plays that we gave in the previous video, we hit both and we hit a demon. Trey Murphy over 17.5 PRA. We got the nut low first half from him. He could not hit the broadside of a barn and he still cashed. And then I have too many shots here. Where is it? We had Trey Murphy and then we hit the demon with Keegan Murray. This is a six picks entry that I have. The two top ones were the YouTube plays. Again, Trey Murphy over 17.5 PRA. Keegan Murray over 19.5 demon points. Also cashed his straight points as well. I took Jackson Davis, less than PRA as a Patreon play, and then I have three more there. So let's see if we can hit $30 into about $1,200 if we can hit Embiid, Trey Young, and Pella. So, that's the recap there. Also gave a few more plays on Twitter. Thought I won 5-1 of this, but I stack corrected Draymond at the end. So that was pretty tilted. Still just a massive day overall for props, for DFS. Super profitable. Over $2,000 in profit for me. So no complaints there. And yeah, let's see if we can keep it going for tomorrow. So talk about the two plays when we take two plays that we're going to be taking. First one is going to be that Trae Young prop, points plus assists. Now, I took this as a straight bet a couple days ago, got nice CLV. I took this at 32.5, but this is currently bumped to 33.5, but I still do like the over here for Trae Young. So the points plus assist prop, again, is at 33.5. Here we go. So I don't know why Prize Picks is being so glitchy. They added like the stars to it, but yeah, Trae Young. We're going to take more than 33.5 points plus assists. So let's talk about it. The Hawks are extremely shorthanded, right? No Jalen Johnson, no Okongwu, and Vit Krejci is not going to be active for the playoffs because they didn't sign him to a standard contract. So outside of the starters, which are going to be Trae Young, DeJounte, Bogdanović, Hunter Capella, their bench is going to be Bruno Fernando, Garrison Matthews, Wes Matthews, and maybe AJ Griffin. They have no depth on the bench. In a do-or-die game, I think you're going to see massive minutes here for Trae Young. Massive minutes. He played 32 in a huge blowout against the Pacers in their most recent game. I think he's going to play close to 40 minutes. On the season, he's averaging, 26-11? So that would be 37 points plus assists. The Bulls do struggle to defend the pick and roll as well. So I was a little bit surprised how low this line is, 32.5 originally. I still like it at 33.5, though. So pick number one, we're going to take Trae Young. More than 33.5 points plus assists. Second one we're taking is going to be a PRA prop, and we're going to be looking to Nikola Vucevic. And this is because the info that we have on Andre Drummond. So, did a little deep dive into the Bulls beat writer. Andre Drummond did not practice, and the listing was questionable, but he did not practice today. I think he's definitely more on the doubtful side. That being said, the Bulls don't have a backup five. I mean, their backup five is the rookie Sanogo. I don't think they want to play him much, if at all, in a do-or-die game. This is a game I'm expecting massive minutes for Nikola Vucevic. Two games ago against the Pistons, he played 21 first-half minutes, and I think he's going to play similar tomorrow. I think he's going to play 40-ish minutes, maybe a little bit more. On the season, he's averaging, 18, 10, and 3. But again, I'm expecting a nice minutes bump here for Vooch. Also, this is a really good matchup against Atlanta Hawks. So pick number two we're going to be taking is Nikola Vucevic, more than 35.5 PRA. And those are the two picks for tomorrow, guys. Trae Young, more than 33.5 points plus assists, pairing with Vooch, more than 35.5 PRA. You guys will look for more content for DFS or more picks for Prize Picks. You can check out my Patreon linked in the description. Really appreciate you guys for watching. As always, make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Also, I already tweeted out my Twitter thread for tomorrow, going pretty in-depth into all of these games. Check this one out. Put a lot of effort into that. And yeah, that's all I got, guys. Good luck, and we'll see you all in the next video.